Suncoast Scaffold. Hire any scaffold for 4 weeks and get 2 weeks free.
NRL headlines with Billy Moore on 92.7 Mix FM.
All right, B Moore is with us. Good morning, Bill.
Hello, people.
Now, we're talking about the segment What's on Carolina's Mind. And on Monday, what was on my mind was Sam Burgess and the fact that he might re-enter public life in Australia. What's your mail on that?
Like I philosophized and pondered a few weeks ago, Jason Demetrio, the current coach of the South Sydney Rabbitohs, is dead man walking. He'll be gone. Could be gone as early as this weekend. But I think he might have a stay of execution, but it's no more than a month. The assistant coach will jump up. I think they'll leave Sam Burgess where he is in Warrington just to get some more time as a head coach. He's got to learn.
Yep.
You know, it's very hard and it's very rare to go from being a great player to a great coach, and especially in a short timeline. Michael Voss is a classic example, one of the greatest players ever to play AFL. I love watching him play for the Brisbane Lions. When he stepped out instantly into the coaching world, he got carved up because he just didn't quite understand the nuances. Mm. And it's different to be a coach to a player, no matter how good you are.
Yeah.
So you need a little bit of time, your feet under the desk. So I reckon what you're going to find is Sam Burgess, if he does come back, it'll be next year. But even then, I don't think he'll be a head coach. I'll reiterate my theory. Wayne Bennett will leave the Dolphins end of this year. It's guaranteed he's leaving. His contract is up. Christian Wolf will take over the Dolphins. I reckon he will go and have a little satellite one-year sojourn back to the Rabbits, and potentially Burgess will come across and be understudied to Wayne, which I think would have good, it makes common sense. You're learning off the old guy. And then Sam will take over in 2026.
When was Bennett at the Bunnies? That wasn't that long ago.
I know, he was there 3 years ago. He took them to the grand final.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, okay.
So within 2 great years, they've gone from grand final to last.
Yes, okay.
And the key element, and I'll come out and say, the elephant in the room is the inmates are running the asylum and the players, some key players, are just not delivering and they're not creating the right culture. And it's taken a while, but you know when you let standards drop, you don't notice it until almost it's too late.
Until it falls apart.
Yep.
And that's what Sam Burgess was complaining about, which is why he got dropped and he had to go to Warrington, and now he's going to come back.
I see.
Okay.
All right, interesting.
It's almost days of our lives. I love it.
But still, when you watch Wayne Bennett, that career, I mean, he just is unstoppable.
Well, we'll talk about Wayne Bennett right now. What team's he coaching?
The Dolphins, Mr. Moore.
Where are they coming?
They are number one.
Yes.
Look at that. That's cocky Billy Moore over there. Look at him being cocky. That's what I had to put up with when he used to play State of Origin, sitting on my lounge back in 91. That's that look. I don't like it very much at all.
All right, quick. Let's get through this round.
The Knights taking on the Roosters in Newcastle. Can the home ground soil do it for the Knights?
Poor performances last week. I'm going the hometown Harry. That's my theory. I've overcomplicated Caroline. I've worked out, keep it simple. So hometown Harry, Knights to win.
Mate, it's rugby league. Mm. Keep it simple. Friday night, the Storm taking on the Bulldogs in Melbourne. No hope for the doggies, surely.
Do you know the Dogs have the best record against the Storm in Melbourne?
Do they?
You can't believe it. I look at the stats.
It's their one thing they win.
And then I realised I was getting too complicated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Storm.
Mate, this is not Moneyball with Brad Pitt, okay? Storm. All right. Billy's tipped the Storm there. Broncos taking on the top team, Dolphins, but they're going to do it at Suncorp. Mm. I don't know. Will the Broncos lift?
It's going to be a cracking game. Look, I'm going to have a bit of intestinal fortitude and stick rock solid. I'm going to back the Dolphins to upset the Bronx. Reece Walsh is back. Reece Walsh is back, which is huge, but there's no Adam Reynolds.
Yeah.
Huge.
Okay.
Huge out. Hopefully his body holds up. But anyway, it'll be a thriller. I'm going to go to the Dolphins. New boys.
There'll be a lot of grunt in this match. The Warriors over in Auckland taking on the Seagulls. This is that 6-7 thing. Mm. This will be nice and ugly.
This is the fourth game in a row they've sold out in New Zealand, the Warriors.
Is that right?
They're the hottest ticket other than the All Blacks. This is the biggest club in New Zealand. Huge. Huge. Warriors to win.
Warriors to win that one. Now the Bunnies in 17th. We just spoke about the potential for Wayne Bennett going back there. Taking on the Sharkies in a nice, quiet fourth position.
Yeah, they've done really well. The Sharks, they're flying underneath the radar. They will win and win well against the Rabbits.
The Tigers in 9th taking on the Dragons in 15th. They're going out to Campbelltown for that one. Surely the Dragons, they just got nothing at the moment.
Hometown, Harry. Tigers.
Yep. Let's do that.
Wow, you are going to home games. I could do this job.
Righto, I'll figure something else in a minute.
Just say, Billy, say after me, is it just me? and the Titans in 16th, going down to Canberra for the Raiders in 5th. I mean, there's no surprises here. Surely it has to go to the Raiders.
Even though it is the hometown team that I'm going to pick, I'm going because lime green is a lovely colour.
There you go.
And it goes really nice with the grass.
and they did well last week.
They did well. And yeah. We actually did miss the Eels Cowboys game. Eels are actually, their coach is not dead man walking, but I can trust me, if they continue to meander their way down the table, he won't be there next year either, Brad Arthur.
Can I ask, by the way, that's Cowboys taking on the Eels. Even though it's in Sydney, you reckon it's the Cowboys?
See, not all hometown Harrys. Okay, you wouldn't have got that one.
Can I ask, how much money would Parramatta pay for Wayne Bennett to be coach at the end of the season?
If Wayne Bennett would go there, and he'd probably have to go for longer than 1 year, they wouldn't throw a massive amount. Like maybe a minimum mil, but if he said, okay, I'll come for 3 years, I'd set a record. Probably
wow.
He could ask for $2 million a year and they'd probably consider it, but he'd definitely get one and a half.
Wow.
Craig Bellamy's one and a half. And the thing about, you can ask what you want as long as you deliver.
Yeah.
And they deliver. Those two blokes deliver.
They deliver.
It's wearing Caroline money.
What's Richie earning? What do you get at the Raiders?
He'd be close to a mil, but he's almost godlike.
Yeah.
So he'd probably take it like a step back here, but you know, you'd be getting a little bit of tips on it. Real estate, maybe, buy this, buy that. I don't know how that works.
No brown paper bags here.
Yeah, he's at the wrong end of the rugby league ladder, Bill Moore. That's the problem there.
Well, he's in Canberra, and we know Canberra's very transparent.
Yeah.
Nothing goes on down there.
Nothing dodgy. No way.